Anonymous asks, Chabad Hasidim claim that each Jew has two souls, the animal soul and the godly soul. The non-Jews, on the other hand, only have animal souls, which come from impure source and contain no good whatsoever. Tanya, end of chapter 1. Accordingly, all the charity and kindness done by the nations of the world is only for their self-glorification. What is the opinion of mainstream orthodoxy regarding such a statement? Do souls of Jews and non-Jews differ? Okay, I am not an expert on Tanya, but after reading through that first chapter, I think that you have misunderstood what the Baal HaTanya is saying, and I will start with that and then discuss what is the difference between Jewish and non-Jewish souls. The Baal HaTanya says that everyone has two souls. The nefesh, the lower soul, which is basically the life force of the person, and there is a difference between that life force soul between Jews and non-Jews. In non-Jews, the life force soul is bereft of any pull to the good. It's basically a soul of drives and lusts that will pull the person only to self-glorification and self-edification and self-satisfaction, whereas even that soul by the Jew has some good redeeming qualities to it and can be perfected to even the animal soul pull him towards the good. Now there's another soul, and he speaks specifically about the Jew with that other soul, but he says that the Jewish godly soul, the other nefesh, is a chelek eloka mimal. It's a direct, has a direct connection to God, and that lofty connection to God through that lofty soul the non-Jew doesn't have. However, the non-Jew also has a divine soul, not just the animal part of his soul, because then he would be an animal. And man was created in God's image, and that applies to all human beings, even non-Jews. We'll see the Tiferes Yisrael on Pirkei Avos, Chaviv Ha'adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim, that it says Chaviv Ha'adam, and Ha'adam refers to all human beings. The Maral Prague seems to say that the difference between the godly soul of a non-Jew and the godly soul of a Jew is that the godly soul of the Jew has total connection and cleaving to God, and the soul of the non-Jew doesn't have that total connection and cleaving to God. The Jewish soul can reach tremendous levels of holiness, whereas the non-Jewish soul can't reach holiness, but just morality, to be a moral person. In that vein, a non-Jew who keeps his seven mitzvahs properly is either a tzaddik of the world, nations of the world, or a chassid of the nations of the world, and he has a share in the world to come. Without a soul, a divine soul, it's impossible for a person to have a share in the world to come, since the world to come is a world of souls that have some connection with God. So both Jews and non-Jews have two souls, but there's a difference between the lower soul between Jews and non-Jews. There's a difference also between the upper soul between Jews and non-Jews. But each one can develop his potential and in that way have a connection to God and a share in the world to come.